Since the war in Iraq began, more than 29,000 service members have been wounded. Nearly half of them didn't return to duty. Many injured soldiers join what are called Wounded Warrior Transition Battalions. They recover on base, so they're close to their doctors. A new program near Fort Bragg aims to help by teaching some of them how to fly fish. From North Carolina Public Radio, Jessica Jones reports.
It's a warm, sunny afternoon in Fayetteville, and about a dozen soldiers are scattered around the edge of a small pond. If you listen closely, you can hear their lines slicing through the air as they practice casting. As more soldiers arrive, Al Kittredge hands out fishing rods equipped with some pretty fancy flies.
There's a little nymph that'll work fairly well. There's my famous fly. It'll definitely work.
Specialist Alvin DeBatz chooses one and eases into a lawn chair. A Humvee accident in Iraq last year crushed a disc in his back. Jeanette Gallagher, an expert fly fisher, stands next to DeBatz and places her hand on his so he understands how to cast his line.
Feet up and stop and down.
Well, you just need to hang on to my arm all the time is what we need to do.
It's like once you feel it by me helping you, you'll be able to do it.
Fly fishing may seem like an odd activity for wounded soldiers. Many of these men have fished using regular bait before. But DeBatz says learning a completely new sport with completely different equipment takes his mind off his pain.
Yeah, because I got to pay attention to everything I'm doing to make this thing work. And as you see, it's still not working. I'm still having difficulties, but I've gotten better.
The clinic was the idea of a Vietnam veteran, Jim Shrum, who heads a local fly fishing club. He'd heard of clinics for women who are recovering from breast cancer. Advocates say the sport promotes camaraderie and gentle exercise. It also gives people a mental break from endless rounds of doctor's appointments and grueling physical therapy sessions. Shrum has held lessons in the art of fly tying and casting for soldiers twice a month since last fall, pairing them up with state wildlife volunteers and anglers for one-on-one lessons.
It's a kind of a new therapy for them, and it gets them out and away from the barracks and their troubles, out in the fresh air.
Shrum says his club and state officials pay for everything, the poles, the flies, and a whole lot of line. When they catch a fish, they throw it back. And while the soldiers get plenty of fishing tips, they also get advice about life and a chance to talk. Sergeant Jose Chavez tells volunteer Bill Light he's been through two deployments.
I always said, when I get a chance, I'm going to go camping, I'm going to go fishing, I'm going to go to college. But, you know, the way, the pace, the way everything's been these last 5 years, you really haven't had a chance to do any of this.
But keep in mind, it's never too late to do any of that.
Right.
Never.
A bomb blast in Fallujah last year left Chavez with severe burns and broken bones. Though he's healing nicely, Chavez says he's frustrated by how long it takes Army doctors to decide whether soldiers like him can stay in the service.
Being able to get out here and do this type of stuff is awesome. It really breaks up the boringness, the everyday grind. Because, you know, you're not a regular soldier because you're injured, but you still have to be there, but you can't do the stuff that you love to do. I mean, it's just, you're like in limbo.
Bring it in.
Chavez almost didn't come out today because he has doctors to call and colleges to contact, but then he decided he needed a break. Chavez says an afternoon of fishing was just the right medicine. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Durham, North Carolina.